I'd say find people that can do some of the things you need to do so you can focus on the parts of the business that you really need to be. Of course, in a practical sense, like with a website, like we're talking about, something I can help with. But there's a lot of things in your business that are like that, where, you know, it's not really a good use of your time. Just because you can do it doesn't mean you should.
Welcome to the How to Scale Commercial Real Estate Show. Whether you are an active or passive investor, we'll teach you how to scale your real estate investing business into something big.
Todd Heitner has been helping real estate investors tap into the power of the internet for over 17 years. His focus is helping multifamily syndicators boost their credibility by a professional website, but without all of the normal hassles of creating one. His company, Apartment Investor Pro, can help syndicators have their website up and running in as little as a day or two, which allows them to focus their time on finding deals and investors or on scaling their business. Todd, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Hey, man, the pleasure's all mine. I mean, this is one of those things that as you're hitting a pain point for a lot of us as real estate investors, and especially as we're scaling. You know, it's one thing if we have a single family housing business, and even that requires a website, but you can still get away without it. You know, if you're buying rentals, you can get away without a website. If you're, but as you grow, these things are imperative. Can you kind of give me the background on your company, how you figured out that this was a market niche that you could serve? And then maybe we'll get into some more nitty gritty of Apartment Investor Pro, and then some other kind of more generic questions.
Sure. Yeah. So, I mean, my background was in web design. I kind of got started building websites, and pretty early on, though, I started working with real estate investors, single family investors initially, probably back in about 2004, I started building websites as a service for single family investors. And we still do that, but in more recent years, we've expanded and really focused more on like multifamily, especially like syndication websites. And really have made that our focus for the past several years, like I said. You know, I saw that there was really a need there because people obviously need a website for credibility, but then the options for building one, it's a pain, to be honest. Like it takes weeks or months to do. And, you know, I see people spending a lot of time on that where they really should be spending their time on other parts of their business. So, yeah, we just, you know, put together a service that would fill that need.
Right, right. Yeah, I think that's really interesting. And you guys call it Apartment Investor Pro. Is this platform something that services other, like, could you do it for, I don't know, say if you're in an office stuff, you know, if you're syndicating office spaces or if you're syndicating mobile home parks, or, I mean, is it strictly apartments or does it?
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah, we do actually have designs and content, everything for a few different, like we have for like self-storage and mobile home parks. We do have some for owner operators too, but you know, a lot of what we have, I mean, it really could be adapted for anything you're syndicating to. Just, you know, kind of changing maybe slight changes to some of the wording and maybe some of the pictures if that was something that we don't already offer. But yeah, that's a good question.
Great. Hey, some questions for you on this. I mean, some of, you know, because we're in real estate, we're not in branding, you know, but yet we find that we spent half the time doing branding because, you know, branding and marketing, because that's just, you know, that's a key element to our business. What are some of the things that you see that people were missing in their website designs or in the format or the function of them that you guys have incorporated?
So one thing is a way to capture leads like from the very beginning. Like, you know, when people come to your website, most people are not going to fill out a form and say, I'm ready to invest. It's just not going to happen on the first visit. So people that are maybe curious and or maybe want more information, having a way to capture their information. So having like a free report or something you can give away that people put in their name and email, and it's a very low commitment. You know, you give them something they want and they give you their contact information. And so then at that point, well, for one thing, you do give them whatever it is they sign up for, and that educates them, starts building a relationship with them, but it also gives you a way to follow up with them. Like you have a way to email them and start, you know, really nurturing that relationship. And so, you know, I see a lot of people don't have that on their website. And so we've built that into some of our, well, you know, most of our plans have that, like a free, you know, free resource that people can sign up for. And I think that is really important because like I said, otherwise you're wasting a lot of your effort. You know, if you're trying to get people to your website and then they leave without contacting you and then they're just gone. So I'd say that's a really big one.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Free report, free download, some sort of lead magnet that people can take home, you know, that has your name on it. That's absolutely key. You know, what are some other things that really that you guys have seen, you know, that you guys kind of help us as syndicators excel in?
Well, I mean, for one, just looking professional, you know, and having, because I mean, sometimes some people try building their own website using like a you know, something like Wix or Squarespace, those, you know, kind of generic website builders. And the thing is, a lot of times a do-it-yourself website looks like a do-it-yourself website. It doesn't look professional enough to really gain the trust of potential investors, so or brokers or whoever it is you're sending there. And so I think that's a big part of it, is just having a really polished professional look, having content that's well thought out. And so that's some, one thing that we do is we provide that, because a lot of people really get stuck, especially with the content, trying to come up with that from scratch is pretty difficult. And so, and, you know, trying to get the wording right, because I mean, just the way you word things could either scare people off or make them want to learn more. And so, you know, having the right wording, everything like that. So we've got that kind of stuff built in that can really give people a head start.
Yeah. And I think the point or the key you said there was a head start, because it does, content creation's tough.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things that's even tough for me to this day, to create content, to know what to create, know what to talk about, what are people interested in, and then getting it into words is, you know, I'm not a wordsmith. I try not to use too many words as it is, but that becomes really hard. How do you guys create content for a variety of people that you're servicing without it becoming the same content over and over on every website and then getting ranked way down? I'm talking outside my league here, but I'm assuming that if there's 100 websites that all have the same information on it, that those websites then go to the bottom of the pile versus one that has unique content. So how does that work?
Yeah, I guess it depends too on your strategy as far as how you're getting leads and things. I mean, if for search engine optimization, like that side of things, you do need unique content. So, I mean, we do recommend that everybody customize the content over time, like when they have time to do it. But your website's also a powerful credibility tool. So for any contacts that you have directly already that you're trying to build that relationship, like you're sending them to your website too, or people are going to Google you specifically by your name. And obviously you're going to come up first for that. And so that's an important part. But yeah, if somebody is, you know, concerned about search engine optimization, obviously you do need to have some unique content. We have a setup where, you know, people kind of plug in their company name and their, you know, where they're investing, that kind of stuff. That actually gets populated throughout the site. So it is, you know, somewhat personalized that way, but everything's customizable. And I do recommend that when people have the time for it, like put their own personality into that, but it's so much easier to start with something that's already there than to start from a blank slate. And so, and it's not, maybe not something that if you don't have time to do it right now, you can still have a professional website you can send people to. And then as you have time, you start developing your brand more, you can incorporate that more into it and, you know, tweak it a little bit and make it more your own. And also, you know, like we include some blog posts, and that's part of the reason for that is, like, ideally people are going to be producing their own blog posts over time, but, you know, let's say you spend hours producing this wonderful blog post and you post it, but it's the only one on your website. It kind of makes it look like you're just getting started. And so by having some others already there, that helps you, you know, it gives you a head start again with that, you know, good quality content that's already there. And then you're just adding to that. And those are the ones that you're probably going to be really focusing on, the ones that you're putting your time into as you have the time to develop that.
Right. Right. And you make a good point there. I mean, not that your most relevant one is the most important one, but certainly if your early ones are less you and the deeper you get into the stack of building your content, the more it becomes your own voice in that. You know,
right.
Those are going to be the ones that are dated the most recently, I'm assuming, are probably going to get the most traffic anyway. So it's just it's a good way to build, I would think, a foundation, kind of kick things off. That's interesting. Do you guys have on your team, do you just have content writers that really come on and develop this? Or how does that work on the back end for you guys?
Yeah. So we have like a combination. We've had, you know, had a team member that we use, that we train specifically on syndication. So that, I mean, he listened to podcasts and watched, you know, live events and all that kind of stuff. But we also do kind of outsource that, some of that is needed too, if we need additional writing. And so, but we try to work with the same writers over and over, so they kind of get it, you know, they understand what they're writing about and,
right.
You know, understand the background and everything. So, but we do have a lot of it already written. And so we're not producing a lot on an ongoing basis, but have a really, like I said, a really great starting point for people. We even have options for like add-on blog posts if people want more, you know, just to really get that started. We have some already written too for that, but.
Right. Right. Yeah. And that's, I think the key you made there, or the point you made there, is great, because even for me, you know, I've got people that are content writers, you know, that write mm-hmm. stuff for me every week that they can take. And even before this call, I was sitting there on a Zoom screencast-o-matic recording going, okay, hey, here's what we want to talk about. This is the big idea. And you get an expert that can wordsmith and really do a much, much better job. You know, and I get to review it, of course, before it goes live. So it's still my own product in the end. But yeah, getting somebody else that's an expert to do it. I mean, same with building websites. It's finding the people doing what they're good at that can write this stuff and make it really, really shine. That's great. Let's talk a little bit about, once people get to the website and attracting these investors, How do we use this to attract investors rather than chase them? And I'm thinking more along the lines of, you know, it's one thing to build a website. It's another thing to keep them in a nurture and a campaign system on the back end. What's that look like for you guys?
So, yeah, that's a great question. So, you know, I think a lot of people do make that mistake of trying to chase investors, trying to, you know, convince them to work with them. But whereas you, if you have content that you're producing on a regular basis that it is attracting them, you know, it could be like we're talking about, like it could be blog posts, it could be podcasts. There's a lot of different things that you could be producing. And that really builds authority, you know, and that's really, if we look at the base of the word authority, it's author, you know, but to author content makes us an authority or an expert on that topic. And so if we're putting out quality content, people are going to find that. And if that's their initial contact with you, that's where they find you. Their impression of you is like way higher than if you just, you know, they're finding you off the street or whatever. Like they see you as an expert on that field. And so that's really a great way to do that. So then obviously, you know, one type of content you should also produce, like we said earlier, is like a lead magnet, something free that people can sign up for. Ideally, you want to put, when people sign up, you would want to have that connected to some kind of an email marketing system or a CRM, like customer relationship management, something where they're going to get a series of emails automatically. So like with our websites, they work with, you know, all the major email service providers and CRMs and things like that. But ideally, that's what you want to do is have like a series of emails that people get. And so like, you know, educate them about your company, educate them about multifamily investing, start building a relationship with them, and then have some ongoing content too. And again, that could be more blog posts that you send out. It could be emails that you send out, like a newsletter. It could be podcast episodes, or whether it's your own or you were on somebody else's, sending those to people, videos. Really, all of those things are building a relationship with people. And a lot of that's kind of on autopilot. Some of these people that sign up might not even know who, you might not know who they are, but they're learning about you and they feel like they know you now and they trust you. And so from everybody I've talked to says that if people find them through their content like that, maybe it's their podcast, for example, those are the best prospective investors. Like those are kind of already ready to go by the time they contact you. You don't have to convince them to work with you. They already want to work with you.
Right, right. Yeah, that's absolutely critical there, you know, that you bring that up. Do you guys help people build out that back end kind of email marketing campaigns or things like that? Or is that something where you say, hey, here's some resources, go knock that out?
Yeah, we actually, one of our plans does have like a template series of emails that they can use for that automated emails. Obviously, you're going to have to personalize that because it's got to be your company information in there. But basically, the series of emails in a sequence that makes sense, you know, where you're educating and, you know, talking about your company, giving away another like free resource, which just kind of builds goodwill with people, things like that. So yeah, we have that. We don't include the actual email marketing system, but I, you know, it works with pretty much all of them, but I really like ActiveCampaign. It's one of my favorites, but there's a lot of, you know, MailChimp, you know, all kinds of ones that you can use, but yeah, you want to have some kind of system like that to put those into.
Right. Right. And again, coming for an out of the box solution, I think that's absolutely critical because again, figuring out that series, taking the days, or if it's in the case of me, months that it would take to create that. Mm-hmm. Okay. So who am I as a new prospective investor? And then scratch your head and try to come up with what's the first thing I want to tell them about investing? Oh my gosh. Where do I start?
Like, yeah, it can be overwhelming for sure. I mean, with our own company, we struggled with that too. And we kind of have gone through several iterations of that where we have changed it over time, but you kind of start to see what works and what people need to know and kind of even in what order you want to tell them those things. So yeah, helps a lot.
Absolutely, man. That's absolutely great. Talk to us about maintenance. So say once we get this thing built, it's up and running. I mean, is there back end, you know, maintenance on these websites? I mean, what are some of the things that people run into with traditional built websites, maybe that you guys have helped solve?
Yeah. So, I mean, traditionally with a website, let's say, you know, WordPress is the most common platform that people use. And we actually use WordPress for our sites too, but normally you're responsible for keeping everything up to date. WordPress itself has to be updated on a regular basis, all the plugins and things. So the plugins have to be kept up to date. Otherwise, hackers can actually get into your website if things are not updated, because a lot of those are security updates. And also a lot of those plugins and things have to be licensed too. So you have to renew those on a regular basis, pay for those on an ongoing basis. So we include all of that kind of stuff, all the WordPress updates and all that kind of stuff. We handle all the technical stuff to keep the websites up and running. And we handle licensing for a lot of those, the plugins that are built in that make the site work. You know, we include those so people don't have to deal with that. Don't have to worry about all the updates. They can just kind of focus on get it up and running. And then it's basically good to go. If they want to add things to it, they can, or tweak it or whatever, but they don't have to worry with all the technical stuff, setting up the hosting is included in our service and everything too. So,
Right. Yeah, that's really cool. That's really cool. So what was it like? Let's talk about your company for just a minute, and then we'll jump here into the quick final four. But what was it like building your company, you know, with this as the main product? Like, what, you came up with the idea, and then how long was it from conception to launch to getting your first client and then watching the thing take off?
Well, that's a good question. Because we, you know, started out with single family investors, and we've been doing that for quite a while. So I think we kind of developed the basic system there and kind of found we had a proven formula, you know, a system that worked well. But then adapting that to multifamily, it took a while to really get to understand multifamily syndication. I mean, that was kind of probably the biggest part, understanding the needs of them. So we, you know, went to events, listened to podcasts, all that kind of stuff. So, and then we've been kind of building our team too, and we make sure everybody on our team also is doing those things, listening to podcasts, learning about syndication, so that when they interact with our clients, they understand their business and they can make recommendations that are going to be well suited for them, because it is, the needs are a little different than maybe other types of companies. So, sure. So yeah, we put that together. And then, I mean, it's been, actually, I don't remember offhand, but a number of years now that we've been really focused on the multifamily side of it and building that out and keep making it better. You know, as we do go to events and we talk to people and say, well, this is what they need from their website, this is what's missing, you know, we try to include that in. So we've keep making it better and keep adding more designs and more options, things like that. And also other, like I said, other types of syndication too. We have options for that too. So.
Right. Right. Yeah. Because the back end of syndications even is changing constantly. You know, what are, and the structures, the profiles don't matter so much, but each deal is that I see coming out now has a nuance to it that maybe we haven't even seen 12 months ago. And so I just wonder, you know, as those things evolve, you guys probably have to move with the times as well. So that's really cool. I love what you guys are doing. You're certainly, obviously, as you're well aware, filling an industry need in a niche. And this is one of those tools that we can put in our tool belt that will really help us scale commercial real estate. So this is awesome. Let's jump here into the final four, Todd, if we can. The first question is this. Yeah. If I gave you just $20,000 to invest in real estate, what would you do with it and why?
I would invest passively in a multifamily deal. I know that I don't want to actively invest. I know that I can't do that and run our company, you know, and that's where I want to be spending my time is with that. So for me, a passive investment would be ideal.
Right, right. Understood. That's great. If you could help our listeners avoid just one mistake in real estate, what would it be and how would you avoid it?
Sure. I would say trying to do things yourself that somebody else could help you with it, you know, because, you know, even if it's something you can do and you might feel like you do it better, you can't do everything. And, you know, if you try, some important things are going to get left. They're not going to get done. So I'd say find people that can do some of the things you need to do so you can focus on the parts of the business that you really need to be. Of course, in a practical sense, like with a website, like we're talking about, something I can help with. But there's a lot of things in your business that are like that, where, you know, it's not really a good use of your time. Just because you can do it doesn't mean you should.
Right, man. That's, yeah, you're absolutely right. Absolutely right. And if you're like me and you can't do it, then you just find somebody like you that can. So that's that makes the decision a lot easier. Question number three is this. When it comes to investing in the world, what's one thing you're doing right now to make the world a better place?
So my wife and I volunteer on a regular basis. We've done some volunteer construction. We visited third world countries as volunteer teachers. In fact, we support and encourage everyone on our team to volunteer too. We also help with our local dog shelter. Right now we're fostering a dog that probably would have been put down and I have to give my wife credit for that. It's her idea and she's really good with dogs, but we've been working with the dog for about 3 months, trying to help her overcome some behavioral issues so she can get adopted.
And that's pretty cool. Fun. That's cool. Good for you. Good for you. Yeah. Those are amazingly resilient critters. So
yeah,
it's probably fun to see that, you know, turn some corners.
Yeah.
Last question for you, Todd. If a listener want to get in touch with you, what is the best way to do that?
Through our website, apartmentinvestorpro.com. And we have, you know, a free demo people can see and everything like that if they want to learn more about our service.
That's awesome. Todd, thanks so much for your time today. I do appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening to the How to Scale Commercial Real Estate podcast. If you can do me a favor and subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, whatever platform it is you use to listen, if you can do that for us, that would be a fantastic help to the show. It helps us both attract new listeners as well as rank higher on those directories. So appreciate you listening. Thanks so much and hope to catch you on the next episode.